dealing with a lot of frustration. Can I get a reevaluation and some positive conversation?
Am I pitching as a lady on TV?
Beneath the burning sun so far.
And her baby's eyes are staring straight at me.
With all the innocence the same as
that. Check. What you gonna do to help me?
Check.
Got the water till my belly's in there.
Check.
What can you do to make it better?
Check.
Gotta do something so I can tell her.
Yeah. Gotta do something for my sister girls and I. Gotta do something for my baby girls and I. Gotta see you sending it around the world cause I. Gotta do something for you.
What about the brother man?
Got a message for my brother man.
Yeah.
And we gotta give it, giving all we can. Just spread the love around the land. Cause I got a message for you.
There's a little brother living down the street.
Struggling to do the best he can.
Mama gives him clothes and food to eat.
But gonna show him how to be a man.
What you gonna do to reach him?
Check.
Looking for someone to teach him.
Check.
And every day kind of heat.
Oh,
another way that we can let him go.
Got a message for my sister girls and I. Got a message for my baby girls and I. Got a single sending around the world cause I. Got a message for
you. You hear me now?
Got a message for my brother man that we gotta give it all we can. Just
to
spread the love around the land cause I. Got a message for you.
And this is what I love.
Your
God
is love.
I got something to do for
you.
Everything I do,
got a message for you,
man. Yeah.
Got a message for you.
Come on, Nicole.
Got a message for you.
Talk to him, Bob.
Greetings again, my dear, wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. Greetings again, my dear, wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program, for the recording date of Sunday, March the 9th, 2014. So, the womb of the morning, the dew of thy youth, this dew, this water, this rain, this waters of noon, this atum now, watch it now, the universe, they say, at one time, fire, water. They say water, everything comes out of water. They say everything comes out of fire. So fire, water. Then the fire, water throws off from itself, cuts out. That word, in the beginning God created, the word created. The word God is Elohim, gods and goddesses. We ran over all of the gods and the goddesses. Nun, Nonet. Kup, Kaket, Ha, Ha, Het, Amun, Amonet, but Atum, Ptah, okay? So those are the gods and the goddesses working on behalf of the Most High. And the word created, along with birth, has to do with cutting out. So this fire, water, cutting out from itself, Earth and Pluto and Saturn, and the star constellations and all the planetary bodies are cut out from that original fire water. Now, this is the dew. This is the dew that are the waters of noon that come out as Atum, and Atum cuts out from himself all of the fixtures of the universe. And then this dew, the root of that word, is this word,
Strong's H2926, Talal, Talal.
To cover with a roof, to cover over, the further explanation says with beams or planks everywhere. So when you look at the universe and all of the fixtures, they function as beams and planks holding up the universe, and that hidden and unseen beam and plank are the hidden realities of truth, justice, and righteousness. But we're looking at the scientific description of the work of the Aton Adon Sun disk. And we are from that reality. We are the dew of the youth. We are the dew of the youth of the birth of the sun disk, Aton Adon. The word youth is childhood, youth. And this word is a feminine noun. This word is a feminine noun. So we have to get in tune with the feminine, get in tune with the masculine. Now I want to skip ahead. I may just do this from memory. To Acts chapter 2, verse 22. But let me close out this psalm with the verse 4. Oh, let me say this. This word do is also given to us. Let me go back to that word do, sisters and brothers. D-E-W, the dew, like the dew on the plants in the morning, the night mist. It says that the word that is the root to the word dew, talal, to cover, is also to overshadow. So now we're back to that word that we saw in the New Testament that described the birth of every human being and the birth of the universe. We were overshadowed. The womb of our mothers were overshadowed with the power of the Most High and the power of Mother Holy Spirit as she exerted energy. We're back to E equals MC squared. We're back to energy equals mass times the speed of light. See the shadow. I got to take my time with this science, sisters and brothers. There's a shadow cast because of the work of the sun. There's your speed of light. The shadow is the shadow of the object that is casting the shadow because of the work of the sun. And this whole process is empowered by the spirit energy of the Most High. The Most High is the cause behind all of the effects, exerting energy, spirit exerting energy. And energy is defined as usually positive spiritual force. So the Most High exerting spirit energy, and the Holy Spirit is our mother, and the Holy Spirit given the materials and the matter and the mass from the Almighty Father, because the mass, material, and matter are the waters of noon, which comes from the sacred and divine masculine. So now, Mother Holy Spirit energy, Mother Holy Spirit energy has been given the material and the mass and the matter, and she is exerting power and energy in the womb of our mothers. This is teaching us of the atom. This is teaching us of how you break the atom down into protons, neutrons, and electrons. The proton is the masculine, the positive energy. The electron is the feminine, negative charge, not negative in the sense of evil, but you need an opposite charge from the positive. So the negative is the opposite, and the negative is the electron. That's the sacred and divine feminine. The neutron is that life that is neutral, that is receiving energy from the Father positive proton, and the mother, negative electron. And it is said that the electron, that negative charge, that feminine charge, acts outside of the proton and the neutron. So this teaches us that the mother, you have to have the correct environment for the mother. If that mother is traumatized all the time while she is pregnant, that trauma will go into the neutron, the child. See, the mother is the electron, negative charge, and her disposition overrides the disposition of the proton, masculine, male. So you have to make sure that she, mother, electron, negative charge, feminine, is in an environment that is conducive to love, compassion, truth, spirit, power, force, life, all of those positives. And so she, spirit energy, equals material, which is mass, matter, and material, mass, and matter, times the speed of light, which is 186,281 miles per second. So the overshadow is the spirit energy of Mother Holy Spirit exerting energy in the womb, calling forth the sun and calling forth that matter and material and mass that came from the sacred and divine masculine. And so she exerts energy and she causes, becomes the conduit so that all the elements come together, earth, air, fire, and water, come together to produce this neutron, this life, this baby. That's how all of us were born. That is how Yahshua was born. That is how you and I were born. This overshadow, teaching us of the shadow, teaching us of that one Atum Christ that does not change. You and I are all that one Atum Christ. This is the science that we must understand. And every time I tell this or share this, I pray that I am getting better. Now, verse 4, the Lord hath sworn and will not repent. Thou art a priest after, forever after the order of Melchizedek. Now, Melchizedek, that African king, that African priest in the ancient days in Canaan, this great black African priest, that word Melchizedek means the king of righteousness. Sedek is righteous, truth, justice, and righteousness. Melchi is king. So the S-U-N Adon Aton sun disk is the king of righteousness. And the rays from the sun are feminine. So you see the divine masculine and the divine feminine working together, because there's no king without a queen. And the word Melchi is rooted in another word that means to empower one who is king or queen. So this teaches us that the Christ message is based on Melchizedek. So the Christ in the person of Yahushua teaches us truth, justice, and righteousness in order that we may bring order to a chaotic, turbulent situation. This is how we overcome the system, by understanding the science of the universe and understanding how to promote and propagate life and not promote death, hell, destruction, and chaos and turbulence. Acts chapter 2, verse 22, ye men of Israel, hear these words. So we're talking to the gods and the goddesses who prevail. We understand this science. We are enabled to prevail and overcome the system. Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus Yahushua is his name in the African Hebrew, having to do with health, wealth, prosperity, liberty, and vengeance if we do not administer health, wealth, prosperity, and liberty. Jesus of Nazareth, Nazareth having to do with being set apart, being sanctified for the use and work and mission of the Most High. When we understand these words, we understand our mission. We understand how to overcome the system. A man approved of God among you by miracles, wonders, and signs which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves also know. So this Yahushua is a sign. Let me see now. It says, performed among you miracles, approved of God among you by miracles, wonders, and signs. So this Yahushua, doing the work of Theos, and Theos in the Greek means God and goddess, means angels and spirit entities, means rulers and judges as well. So the divine council, the divine administrators of the Most High, with the power of the Most High, showed that we are to approve of Yahushua, because Yahushua did good. Yahushua taught righteousness. But this is not only one man, one flesh. This is a movement. This is the spirit of the universe teaching us health, wealth, and prosperity, and liberty, and vengeance if we do not administer those realities in our lives. In the midst of us, ye yourselves also know. Him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken and by wicked hands have crucified and slain. So the people being manipulated by the Most High, the people, I said that wrong. The people being manipulated by the high priest, the people being manipulated by Caesar, the people being manipulated by the Roman Senate and the wicked rulers of the no good rotten system was betrayed. The people betrayed the Yahushua, and the people betrayed themselves, because the people didn't know and understand, as we don't know and understand, that those politicians that have given themselves over to evil have betrayed us and caused us to betray ourselves, because they have caused us to turn heels on Yahushua right this day. Our mission and our commission from the Most High is to become Yahushua and become health, wealth, and prosperity and liberty. In order for that to happen, we must get up and stand up and confront the wicked powers that have taken the governments, taken the institutions, taken the banking institutions, taking the educational institutions, taking the religious institutions, and are using those institutions and governments against the people to become Yahushua. But because we don't understand that, we betray Yahushua, just like those in that day did, just like those in that day betrayed the mission, because the system said, reject Yahushua. Just like we today rejected Dr. Martin Luther King when he began to expressly talk against war in Vietnam. The system turned us against Dr. King. The New York Times and the Post and all the papers of the day, the Newsweek magazines, whatever those magazines and newspapers were at that time, talked terrible about Dr. King. The FBI, the CIA, they did the same with Minister Malcolm X, caused us to turn on our brother, infiltrated the SCLC, Dr. King, infiltrated the Nation of Islam. Minister Malcolm X infiltrated those organizations, causing many to turn against our brother Minister Malcolm and our brother Dr. King, and then they moved in for the kill and did the kill and blamed it on ourselves, blamed it on us, blamed it on those who were not to be blamed. But the real blame is on the FBI and the CIA. We know the truth, but we were influenced by the system to turn against our leaders because they stood up just like Yahushua. They became the embodiment of the Yahushua movement, and we have been influenced to turn our heels on the civil rights, human rights, anti-war movement. When you talk about shalom and salam and peace, when you talk about Jerusalem, when you talk about those words having to do with peace, it means you have to confront international politics and confront warfare and confront national politics and confront why we have been divided against each other to destroy one another because of religious or political affiliation and ideology. And so, who is this? Peter talking about how this was all known by the Most High from way back, from creation, in the waters of noon, because Jeremiah 1:5 says that the Most High knew all of us before we were formed in the wombs of our mothers, giving him over to wicked hands to be crucified, giving him over to the Roman Senate, giving him over to Caesar and Caesar's governor. We have to confront politics. We have to confront the system. And he says further, in whom or whom God hath raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holding of it. This is not only Yahushua, this is you and me. When we line up with Yahushua, when we become Yahushua, death cannot hold us. Death only holds the physical structure, but that spirit, mind, body, and soul, that reality of health, wealth, and prosperity, liberation, these principles and vengeance, if we do not follow through with our mission, these principles are eternal. These principles are Ha. Remember Ha and Ha Het. Ha is infinity. Ha Het is finite. Ha infinity. So this Yahushua is infinite, but the opposer of Yahushua is finite, Ha-Het. So we must understand this dichotomy. Verse 29, men and brethren, let me freely speak unto you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried. His sepulcher is with us today. Verse 30, therefore being a prophet, knowing that God has sworn with an oath to him, that the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he would raise up Christ to sit on the throne. Christ, this power we have been talking about, this power that is you and me, is inside of our flesh. According to the flesh, Christ would be raised to sit up on the throne. And you and I are that instrument that Christ would use. That we are Christ in human flesh. And we use this flesh to empower ourselves that we may come together and sit on the throne of the earth and the universe and rule this earth and universe by the dictates and instructions of the Most High. Says, he, seeing this before, spake of the resurrection of Christ. Resurrection. I think I want to see if I can hit that word resurrection right quick. Resurrection. I think that this may be a very key word in what we want to get over. I hope I spelled it right in my search engine. Let me see now. Resurrection is one S and two R's. One S and two R's. Let's see if we got it right this time. Resurrection. And let me go to the book of Acts. And let me go to chapter 2. And then let me hit the word resurrection. And this has to do with rising up from a seat, rising from the dead. Now, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us that the real understanding of that is that we, the masses of the people, are dead spiritually, mentally, morally, and physically. But that Christ energy, that Christ spirit is in us, but laden. We're extending and expanding on the teaching of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. So that Christ energy, that Christ spirit that is from the Most High, that is one shadow, one Christ, one spirit, one energy, one atom, one atom, one adon, one aton, that is one. We must raise that reality from the dead. We must raise that reality from ourselves. We have been made dead spiritually, mentally, morally, physically, personally, socially, materially, on all levels. And so we, the dead, are now raising up the Christ from the dead. And so we are raising up that power from ourselves so that we may be empowered to sit on the throne, which is the universe and the earth. That his soul was not left in hell. And this word resurrection is feminine. That is so interesting. We must be in tune with the sacred and divine masculine and the sacred and divine feminine. So this feminine power is giving birth to the Christ. And each and every one of us are the Christ, that one Christ in our specific human fleshes. That his soul was not left in hell. The word soul is feminine. It is suka or suke.
Strong's G 5590. Suke. Suke.
This word is breath. This word is living soul. This word is the vital force that animates the body and shows itself in breathing. So the whole universe is animated with this soul. The Greeks got this teaching, received this teaching from the Africans. The Africans taught that the whole of the universe is alive with the spirit, soul, energy, life, force of the Most High. This word is life. This word is a living being, a living soul. This word also has to do with the seat of feelings, desires, affections, and aversions. Well, the feelings and desires and affections and aversions, meaning that which you have a proclivity to, that which you, let me see this word, aversion, is defined as a strong dislike. Okay, yeah, an aversion to something. So, Yahushua Christus, Heliai Selassie Jah Rastafari Jesus Christ, new name. Yahushua Christus has an aversion to death, hell, and destruction. Yahushua does not like warfare and bloodshed. So Yahushua works against warfare and bloodshed in order to bring order, to bring order out of chaos, order out of turbulence, in order to organize us so that we may propagate life and not death. Let's take this next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.